Ah, yes, that's a little feel for opening night, opening tip-off tonight at the Kaseya Center, the Heat game you will hear here on 560 WQAM. It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. You can watch the game tonight at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. It's a great spot to watch basketball, hockey, college football, pro football on Sundays. They've got the big screen projectors, and they've got the red zone package, and they do beer and cocktail and food options and all kinds of specials during games. They have their Halloween party in a few nights. Halloween party, October 26th. That is at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. The 26th is Saturday night, and you can go there, enjoy some of the costumes, wear a costume. They're going to have a DJ. They're going to have special can releases. We told you yesterday there's a almost looks like a Reese's peanut butter cup in a can. Almost looks like a Sour Patch Kids in a can. That's Saturday at Funky Buddha Tap Room. Dan Day will hop in here for Solana, who's going to head over to the Kaseya Center right now. Preheat will get underway at 6:15 tonight, and the game will tip off around 7:30. There will be an elongated halftime. That's for Pat Riley and the dedication of the Pat Riley Court, which everyone will be able to lay eyes on tonight if you're heading out to the game. Very cool happenings at the Kaseya Center. I was at the Amarin Bank Arena last night, watched the Panthers. One of the worst performances I've ever seen them put on. But I'll ask you, Dan, because we talked about it earlier. Got the turkey sandwich. My wife and I both got a turkey sandwich. They have very good turkey sandwiches there. Legendary at the Carvery. But they put the pickle on there. I didn't notice it till I got to the suite. They have the pickle sitting on the chips. Now, do you like when a place puts a pickle right next to your sandwich or on the fries or on the chips?
No. You see, the thing about the pickle, that has to be a person-by-person question because it can ruin everything.
Anything it touches, you get pickle juice all over it.
Yeah, I don't want pickly chips or even my sandwich to be pickly. I don't mind pickles, but I like pickles by themselves. If it touches anything else, and it seems like just a little bit of juice, but it's
everywhere.
It's just a dot of juice. It's like an ocean of juice. And I love pickles, but I like them separate. Yeah, no.
Now, do you have I just got a text here. Someone texts in. Hawk, I challenge your opinion. This is from a few shows ago, and it's funny that somebody just texted this now. Hawk, I challenge your opinion about not being able to reheat pizza back to fresh out of the oven, because I've always maintained cold pizza is better, because if you reheat pizza, it never tastes like it just came out of the oven. It's just different than when you get it, you know, hot in the box. But the guy texts in and he goes, I challenge you, get an air fryer, put a leftover slice, tell me your opinion afterwards. Well, happened to be talking to my son on FaceTime today. He's at college, and they have an apartment off campus, him and three other guys. And he says, I got to tell you, you have to get an air fryer. We got one for the apartment. He shows me the air fryer, and he says, it's a game changer. And he's like, look, I just made these mozzarella sticks. I don't know if you ever bought frozen mozzarella sticks before, like the Farm Rich or whatever. So he's like, look, I just made these mozzarella sticks. I said, well, take a bite. The crunch was unbelievable. I said, you cook those in the air fryer? And he said, yeah. And I said, all right, that seems legit. I said, what kind do you have? He says, Ninja. So I went on Amazon today and I bought a Ninja air fryer. Biggest one that I could see was 6.5 quarts. And on Amazon, I ordered it. I literally got off the phone with them about 10:30 this morning, ordered it on Amazon. It's here. Just got here, which is wild, right? I mean, yeah, that in itself is wild. It's 5:10. I ordered it at 10:30 this morning. It's already here.
I feel like we're watching an episode of the Jetsons or something.
But I haven't opened it up, obviously. We're doing the show. It just got here. But I am, Texter, going to finally be able to tell you what something tastes like in an air fryer. We've never had one before. And my son was like, you have to get an air fryer. So I went on Amazon, I got one, and I'll fire it up over the weekend, tomorrow, whatever. And because people have told me you can make a grilled cheese in the air fryer. You could, anything. You can cook anything in the air fryer. and no grease, no oil. Do you have an air fryer, Dan?
I was going to ask you a really important question. What exactly is an air fryer?
You don't know an air fryer?
I don't know.
So it's really like a small convection oven, but the air is superheated. Mm-hmm. And so it gives you the illusion of something being fried, crispy, but there is no oil, there is no grease. And so it's healthier. It doesn't make a cheese stick healthy, but it gives you the fried taste of a mozzarella stick, but there is no oil or grease. There's no frying, actually.
That's a good explanation. It makes sense. The heat cooks like it fries, but it's not fried.
So obviously you don't have one if you don't know what it is. Jimmy, do you have an air fryer at home?
Yeah, we have one of those multi-purpose ones that's an air fryer, a toaster.
And do you use it as an air fryer every now and then?
Yes, I do.
And it's
unbelievable.
Pizza? You ever make pizza in it?
No, I actually bake it.
Because it actually does make sense if you fry the piece of pizza, like it would make sense that it would be crispy, that it would taste like it would, you know, coming out of the pizza oven. Anyway, thank you for texting that in, Texter, because it references something we talked about on the show a while back, but I literally just had the air fryer delivered today. So I will let you know how things turn out. Let's get headlines here for Dan Days, filling in for Solana here for this segment. Headlines brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. I should probably mention as well, Crowder had to disappear this segment and for the rest of the show as well, because he's flying out of Mount Laurel, New Jersey. He had to get to the airport, and then he'll be back in studio with me mañana.
Despite the bad news coming out of Amerant Bank Arena last night, there was some good news on the Panthers front. Paul Maurice has agreed to a contract extension. The terms have not been disclosed.
Yeah, how about you go out and win a game after you get the contract extension, coach?
Did you hear what happened? He goes, there wasn't much talk. They gave me a good offer. I said, okay, give me a pin. Okay.
It was great. He said after the game, he was like, I hope the ink dried on that one after the performance we just put on out there.
Cam Moore did announce he has an NIL deal with Adidas, which makes sense because they are the athletic gear provider of the U. Ward is estimated to be making around $2 million in NIL deals. That puts him at sixth best in college football. It's Florida State week. We already know. Hate week. Saturday, 7 o'clock kickoff.
I think he's got a deal with Bose as well. It was either Bose or Beats by Dre. It was one of the two because he gave all his teammates headphones this week.
It's Bose.
It is Bose, yeah. He's got a deal with Bose.
Top of the line. For a top-of-the-line quarterback, I guess.
Yeah, buddy.
What
are those bows you're wearing on your ears right now?
I don't know. I found them in the trash.
Mine are Beats by CVS.
You can tell you and I have done this for a long time. What type of cans do you have, man? Huh? FIU, they fell to Sam Houston State, a very Dolphin-like score, 10-7 last night.
Woo! Vice night. Did not turn out well.
Wasn't flashy.
For the FIU Panthers.
See what happens with Liberty and Kennesaw State at 7 o'clock tonight. Then 7:30, it's Middle Tennessee State and Jacksonville State.
Somebody texts in, I've air fried pizza slices in the air fryer before. It's excellent.
It would make sense because of the quick heat and heat. The quick heat would maybe.
Yeah, and by superheating it, you get that crispness that you don't get from a bake. Mm-hmm.
Atlanta United defeated Montreal CF 5-4 on penalty kicks last night to advance to play Inter Miami in the first round of the MLS playoffs starting Friday at 8:30. Remember, round one is a best of three. Then the rest of the tournament is a knockout round, basically.
By the way, someone else texts in because Crowder missed a little bit of the beginning of today's show because he was taping an episode of The Pivot with Fred Taylor and Ryan Clark. They were taping an interview with Seth Rollins. And I was making the joke, who is Seth Rollins? No one knows who that is. And somebody texts in, the Seth Rollins hate is crazy AF, by the way. Hawk, the dude is worldwide famous. I know that. It was a bit. I was working a bit there because when Crowder texted it to me right before the show started, hey, I'm running late. We're taping with Seth Rollins. I just responded with, no one knows who that is. Thought it was funny. I got Jimmy involved in the bit because he really thought that I didn't know who Seth Rollins was. Not that I would ever be like, I wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup. Like, I've never seen him wrestle, but I do know the name.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't know the guy's name. I mean, who he was.
I'm not a wrestling fan. So, is he a current popular wrestler?
Yeah, he's a popular wrestler.
Current?
Yeah, current.
Hmm.
Speaking of big names, does C.J. Beathard get you excited?
C.J. Beathard, and no, he does not.
Yeah, journeyman quarterback signed with the Dolphins. Practice squad.
C.J. Beathard might get me more excited than C.J. Beathard.
Although we do know the practice squad for the Dolphins seems to be a stepping stone into starting in the NFL this year.
That is true.
Got a really good gig, I guess. Of course, Miami faces Arizona Sunday at 1. The Fins are favored, last I checked, by 3.
3.5. It's bounced between the two.
And I don't know, some people say this is a feel-good story, some people don't. I like it. LeBron James and Bronny James became the first father-son duo to play together in the NBA as the Lakers defeated the Timberwolves 10-3. Bronny played just 3 minutes.
Yeah, I loved the story. I think it's cool as hell. Crowder and I talked about it yesterday. I mean, you can goof on what Bronny's going to end up doing in the NBA. But, man, if I had the power to do that and to, you know, work with my son at the highest level, like, I would absolutely exercise that. I have no problem with that at all.
I liked his brother and sister's reaction when he checked into the game. The little girl's all, yeah! The brother goes back to his iPad.
Yeah, super cool. Somebody says an air fryer is great for heating and reheating things, not for cooking.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
That's all right. I don't cook anyway.
I wonder what you could do with sweet potatoes in an air fryer.
Nobody likes sweet potatoes.
Oh, I'm just wondering. I don't know. Have you seen Starting Five yet?
No, I haven't watched it.
I had a really boring weekend, so I sat around and watched the whole thing in like one sitting. It's about what you'd expect. Jimmy doesn't come off as very flavorful when I say that. Like, there's not a lot of spice. It's a lot of him just kind of saying, you know, I had some mental toughnesses, and then he talks about his body, and they just, I have fun playing basketball. But it's pretty decent. LeBron comes off, well, LeBron's one of the producers, so he comes off as pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Speaking of sweet potato, by the way, sweet potato casserole is the fall seasonal beer from Funky Buddha. It's available on shelves across the state right now.
And I know a thing or two about beers, and that's one of my favorite treats this time of the year.
That's the only time that sweet potato is acceptable, if so it's good. In a beer at Funky Buddha.
So good. Ryan and KC just find ways to make anything good in beer.
They just know how to do it.
I do.
Terrible at gambling, this Ryan, but good at making beer.
I'm glad you gave us that asterisk on the side. Before you enjoy his beer, remember, do not take his bets.
And Lad McConkey. Out of here with that nonsense.
On to weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations, 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is around 81 degrees in South Florida, and there is a high percentage that you're going to get some rain because it's very cloudy and ominous looking outside.
All right, very good. Zach Gelb is going to join us from the Infinity Sports Network. Can talk a whole bunch of hoo-ha with him. Cheetah Pompano, that's another great spot to watch a game or a fight card. There's a good UFC card this weekend. HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. They've got the free lunch every day till 3 p.m., happy hour specials till 6. They also have a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach, they have their Haunted Mansion Halloween party Thursday the 31st. Halloween at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach cannot be beat. $250 cash prize for the best costume. Wear a costume for free admission as well. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach, especially Halloween, if you understand. And make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. For all the details, all the info on what's going on, just check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha. Happy hour. And hopefully you'll have a Funky Buddha. If you're watching the Heat game at home tonight, you crack open a Funky Buddha. Don't forget, you can hear the game here on 560 WQAM, or you can watch it on FanDuel Network Sports Sun. I think. FanDuel Network Sports Sun? Or just FanDuel Network Sun? FanDuel Network Sun, I think. Anyway, it's the same old Bally channel that you were on. It just has a new name. Don't let it throw you off tonight when it's on FanDuel Network. But you can listen to the game here with Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert. 7:30 tip from the Kaseya Center, and preheat will get you underway at 6:15. Alejandro Solana, he will be joined by Tommy Tighe. We are back, baby. Basketball season is upon us. All right, let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic before we wrap it up for the evening. I talk about them on the show all the time. I'm a believer. I'm at that Boca location every Tuesday for my testosterone shot. I do feel a difference. Wish I'd been doing this sooner. If you're feeling sluggish, not like you used to feel when you were younger, might be low testosterone. You know, guys, in your early to mid-30s, you start losing 2 to 3% of your testosterone production every year. Happens gradually. Then before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. You know, I'm 54 years old right now. Don't feel like I did in my 20s and 30s. Instead of just going, yeah, well, I'm getting older, that's what happens, start treating that low T. And within just a few weeks, you start to feel your energy return. Maybe that brain fog goes away. Your sleep improves. Your sex drive improves. You can go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz right there. Learn more about it. Schedule a consultation at one of their 6 locations in South Florida and learn even more and get on the road to more energy, better workouts, better sex drive, no afternoon naps. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Call them today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat. Feels good to be able to say that again. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.
You need to need, you need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.